Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 16th, 2012. It was like clockwork. Every Friday at about 11:45, a rattletrap pickup truck would appear in front of the post office in the downtown area of the place in Florida I lived before I went to seminary. It might take the truck 3 or 4 laps around the block before there was finally a parking place open. But when the parking place was open, the truck would slide in there in front of the post office with people coming and going. Just the usual midday Friday afternoon foot traffic. And the person on the passenger side of the pickup truck would get out. And he would have the biggest, blackest Bible. The thing must have weighed 10 pounds. And with great solemnity, he would crawl up into the back of the truck. And for the next 30 minutes, he would yell. He would scream. He would wave his Bible over his head with fervor. He would pound the Bible. He would implore all of us, under penalty of burning forever in hell, to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But there was a particular version of Jesus that this street preacher wanted us to accept. His version. His Jesus, who apparently was looking for any excuse to send everybody to eternal torment, and would only accept repentance, and would only accept amendment of life, if one repented according to the formula that the street preacher had. I listened to that street preacher over the years. I was always amazed at how he had everything figured out, and he knew just exactly what everybody walking up and down that street was supposed to do. He was busy preaching at us all. But he never once bothered to get to know any of us. We were just the masses of sinners that needed salvation, according to his formula. At first, I was offended through the weeks and months. I just got offended. And then I finally began to feel sorry for the street preacher, because his version of the Savior was so extremely narrow. I wondered what it would be like for this very dedicated preacher to discover that Jesus' arms are flung open wide to receive everyone. I think that must have been something of what Paul was getting at in our lesson from 1 Corinthians today. I just want to read a few verses. "For though I am free with respect to all," Paul writes, "I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that I might by any means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I might share in its blessings." Does this mean that Paul was wishy-washy? If we're asking that question, we haven't really read much of Paul. Does it mean he was a relativist, that some things were wrong one day and not wrong the other day? I don't think so. Does it mean that everything was negotiable for Paul? No, if we read this passage carefully, we understand that he clearly sees that he is under some constraints and some frameworks, and there's an ethic by which he has to live. So then, what is it? What is Paul getting at here? At the very least, I think Paul is getting at a way of reaching out to people that's far different than the street preacher that I used to see every Friday. Paul is primarily talking about establishing relationships, getting to know people, getting to know who they are, what's important to them, where they are on their life's journey, how they relate to God, or how they reject the idea of God. Whatever it is, how that person gets through life. And then, once a relationship is formed, to begin to proclaim the good news that that particular individual may be ready to hear. This is not the same as being wishy-washy. On the contrary, this is about relating to people where they are. Paul had a good example in that. I'm sure he had heard plenty of stories of the way that Jesus worked with people right in the context of their lives. And that's what we're called to do. We 21st century apostles, we people who have been called and sent on a commission. We're not called to be wishy-washy, but we are called to be relational, to meet our sisters and brothers on this pilgrim path wherever they are. What worked for Paul, I think, probably still works for us. It might would have even worked for the street preacher if he hadn't been so busy trying to tell us all the ways in which we were lost, but had instead been trying to help us understand that in God we had already been found. Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord, our strength, a true love of your holy name, so that trusting in your grace, we may fear no earthly evil, nor fix our hearts on earthly goods, but may rejoice in your full salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you. As of today, we are halfway through Lent. 23 days behind us, 23 days until Easter. What will you do with the remainder of this holy season? It is God's gift to you. God is calling. What do you hear?
Excuse me.